Welcome to Alex and Dynasty, a daily podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into the Minnesota Vikings and a team that has a coaching change here. So they are going to go from really a whole new front office. Rick Spielman out, Mike Zimmer out, in Kwefi Adafumensah and Kevin O'Connell. Some fun facts here. Kevin O'Connell is one of two quarterbacks to back up Tom Brady that is currently an NFL head coach. The other, Cliff Kingsbury. Tom Brady also played with Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel and threw touchdown passes to him. So some fun facts there. Brady actually beat his offensive coordinator twice, Byron Leftwich. I went on a Brady deep dive because, of course, Kevin O'Connell. Once in the regular season, he also beat him in the playoffs. So some fun stuff there. O'Connell comes over, was the offensive coordinator from with the Rams and comes over to be the Minnesota Vikings head coach. A couple of things about that I would have a little bit of pause about. Number one, he wasn't the play caller there. So, I mean, he's part of that. He's got the McVay fairy dust sprinkled on him, but he does not have the full resume of being the play caller. So, you would think probably going to look similar to the way the Rams did last year, but there could be some stuff that is different. So that would be the thing that I would say. If you just take a peek, for example, a design pass rate last year, 57.2% for Minnesota, that ranked 23rd for LA. It was actually 52.6% that ranked 19th. So there is a little bit of a boost, but not this huge boost. I know a lot of people have said, oh, they're going to be hugely pass happy, very throw heavy. I'm not sure is backed up in a ton of history, if you will, in terms of what Kevin O'Connell has done so far in his career. If you look back as well, you could do some of the early down stuff, right? Some of the early down passing rate for the teams, just to get an idea of, like, hey, you know, kind of game script neutral this thing, right? Think how we kind of think about those. And when you compare Minnesota and the Rams last year, at the pass rate on early downs was actually 57.1 for the Rams. It was 50.3 for Minnesota. You know, so that does maybe point to, hey, some of the reason why the Rams design pass rate was actually a little bit lower was because they were on, they were ahead, right? Where Minnesota was behind, so that could influence a little bit. So maybe that's where we get, hey, this could be a more pass-centric team. They're probably going to trail and the like. So we'll see some of that stuff early downs. I think it's interesting overall with where they could rank. 16th in terms of dropback. EPA per dropback on those early down stats last year from Minnesota, and that was right dead smack in the middle of the position. Some further stuff here on the overall picture of the team. I think it's interesting with them that they came back with Kirk Cousins, gave him an extension. They kind of had to do something cap-wise. Their solution to the cap issue was to basically extend Cousins for an additional year. They spread some of it out over some of the longer, to spread out the cap hit with the with some void years and the like there, but really it was to create some room under their cap. Cousins also had a no trade clause, so we'll see how that unfolds. I think next year could be a situation where they could look to trade him. And again, you're going to be coming up on a Justin Jefferson extension. How does that all work with paying a quarterback sort of top dollar, with a wide receiver playing top dollar? Right? We've seen that calculus be a little problematic. So they have some decisions to make in the next 12 to 18 months here that I think are going to be really big for the franchise. And, you know, do they go? I thought this was a chance for them to bottom out, bring in a rookie quarterback and reset the clock. But they've chose not to do that. So we'll see. Team lost Tyler Conklin from the Jets. They bring back Irv Smith. So we'll see there. I have some questions about Irv Smith's ceiling and the like, but we'll see where that could ultimately go. KJ Osborne's a popular name for some in the dynasty community. Again, we're not rostering a ton of wide receiver threes here on our rosters. Alexander Mattison will be a free agent in 2023. Delvin Cook has no guaranteed money left after this year. The Vikings could save nearly $8 million of his $14.1 million cap hit by cutting him in 2023. Again, you think about if they kind of go the Bills route, you think about how the Bills like took on that huge, huge cap, dead cap figure when they were sort of resetting their clock. That could be a way in which Minnesota goes here. Could move on from Cousins, move on from Dalvin Cook. You could do, you know, two, three, four moves that really kind of reshape the arc of your team, allow you to reset your books and go forward, right? That Dalvin Cook would sort of be the, I guess, the cap casualty, if you will, in that type of scenario. In 2021, Minnesota ranked 15th in dropbacks per game, 8th in plays per game, 7th in design rush rate. Again, pretty heavy there in terms of that. 8th in terms of pacing at 27 seconds per play. So they did actually move pretty quick. They were 8th in terms of percentage of attempts behind the line of scrimmage, 28th in short attempts, 22nd in medium attempts, and 11th in deep balls. So behind the line of scrimmage and deep balls was where they made their living, and then sprinkling some short and medium stuff, but much lower there than the median on those two numbers. The takeaway, they were 11th best in terms of yards per attempt passing. They threw touchdowns on 5.6% of their passing attempts. That is good for 9th. 25.5% of the attempts were actually play action, so about a quarter. That's good for 18th. The team was 27% better on play action attempts than non-play action attempts. That is right about at the league median, 17th overall. In the passing game, they ranked 29th in routes per dropback, 25th in targets per dropback for the running backs. So there's a lot of room there for them to grow. 16th in terms of routes per dropback for wide receivers, 9th in terms of targets per dropback for wide receivers. So you really think like, hey, they're getting more there than what's designed. Hey, they have Justin Jefferson, shouldn't be shocking. 25th in routes for tight ends per dropback, 26th in targets per dropback. So we'll see. That's, I think, all going to change a bit with the new coaching staff and the new, the new offensive scheme as well. You could argue that Irv Smith is a better player than Tyler Conklin as well. The Vikings ran 155 plays in the red zone last year. That's good for 13th. 53.5% of those plays were rushes. That was the 11th highest percentage. And 91.6% of those rushes were from running backs. So that's the third highest percentage. So more run heavy, more friendly towards the running backs generally in the red zone than a lot of other teams. So keep that in mind. That will be something that maybe we'll see a change from a bit if when you compare to LA, they ranked their red zone stuff was they were 4th in terms of red zone volume. They threw it a ton though, basically 58%. So that was bottom 5 in terms of rush percent in the league. And again, they ran it with their running backs. When they did run it with their they ran it with their running backs 88% of the time. So that's top 6. The big deal there is they threw it a lot more than they ran it. I think that probably could be a good sign for a guy like Adam Thielen or even Justin Jefferson here in this offense. Keep looking down here at some of this stuff. The expectation last year for them, 25.3 expected points per game for the running back position. That ranked 12th in the league. 38.4 expected wide receiver points per game. That was 10th. And 9.8 expected tight end points per game. That was 26th. By way of reference, the Rams produced 21.8 expected running back points per game. That was good for 27th. 47.9 expected wide receiver points per game. That was good for 2nd. So really lucrative there almost a full touchdown more, basically more than a full touchdown more per game, if you were just think of it that way, with the points per game differences between Minnesota and the Rams last year. So big difference there. 10-2 is a big difference. Probably some of that stuff with the red zone would be a big factor in that number. Again, 9.8 expected tight end points per game for the Rams last year, same as Minnesota. Overall in Dynasty, Cousins, quarterback 20. We like him at that cost. He basically being if you're not trying to go elite quarterback, right, that's the high floor play, right? That would be the thing that I would say. Earlier in my Dynasty career, I was more on guys like Cousins because I saw them as I'm really looking for floor plays versus really now I'm looking for ceiling at that position, right? I think it's just a different goal that I'm seeking out. So that would be something I think from in a prior iteration, I was much more on Cousins. Now, not as much for him. But I do think, you know, when you look at him, right, he's a consistent undervalued guy and tends to overperform. 15th in terms of underdog ADP by the position right now. So again, he's got a little of that equity there. Dalvin Cook, running back 11 in Dynasty, running back 6 over at underdog. Madison, running back 41 in Dynasty. He is 39 in terms of his positional rank, so right near the top of the human hand grenade index if we were looking at, you know, priority to take these guys for sure. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver 2 in both Dynasty and in underdog. Adam Thielen, wide receiver 49 in Dynasty, wide receiver 34 in underdog. Again, that seems like a big difference numerically, but it's not a huge difference in terms of difference of expectation. So that would be the only caution that I would have with a guy like Thielen there. I just think there's a lot of, you're not necessarily playing for a huge ceiling with him, and I think that there's some floor concerns, and there's not a huge difference between where he's ranked and where he's projected by the market this year. Irv Smith, 14th in terms of Dynasty ADP, 12th in terms of positional ADP over at underdog. The big things that we're looking for, really, I think over the next 12 months is how Kevin O'Connell does as a coach. And I would say Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and the Justin Jefferson stories are the biggest ones there that we'll watch in terms of the actual development or the trajectory, the arc of their team. So I think wide receiver friendly, in particular, like if you wanted to do some single season stuff with Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins, I think that makes some sense. Like that might be a team that I actually think about stacking together in a Scott Fishbowl, for example. That could be a situation that actually works. So that's the deal there with Minnesota. And that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.